开源表白季活动正在进行中，升级一年或者两年会员，100%都会得到精美奖品。此次礼品包括购物卡、英文原版书、JBL 音箱，会随机附送。活动期间，我们还会抽出52名幸运的同学，会员买一年送一年，买两年送两年。如何参与活动呢？只要关注我们的微信公众号"开源英语"就可以。Hi, 大家好，我是 Jenny, Happy 520.
Hey guys, this is Adam and I-520, all of you.
Oh, you're such a schmoother. 真的嘴好甜啊。好，那今天5月20表白日，我们也跟大家表白一下我们的爱，因为真的特别特别感谢我们的听众。每一天我们有新的听众，然后有很多老的听众持续的几年来支持我们。我自己就想想，我们大概已经做了4年还是5年520的节目。
嗯，
对，然后
they keep getting better.
Well, we try to, you know, bring a different angle each year,、
right.
是吧？那我们今年的这个 angle 是什么呢？
Well, we're talking about cultural differences, and this is a big topic, right?
对，其实我们今天就想跟大家一起来聊一下表白的时候中美文化的一些差异啊、哦，有文化的差异，有思维的差异，当然也有语言的差异。因为我们前两年的节目，我就记得我们说过，就除了 I love you, 英语里还能怎么表示你爱或喜欢一个人、对吧？我们也做过就是名人名言跟爱有关的、
right.
然后很经典的英语情歌。好，那今年呢 Let's get cultural about it.
We're kind of getting pretty meta.Right, a lot of these things are going to be like talking about the talking.
是是是 I can't wait to get started. 但是呢，还是要先来搞清一个问题，就是表白在英语里怎么说？
Okay, so the words that often come up in the dictionary are things like declare your feelings.
Declare 就让我想到每次就是。
Customs.
对
You go through customs, you have to declare.
在机场申报、Nothing to declare.
Right. Now we also have confess.
Oh, confess. 对我想问你的因为 confess 不是一般像天主教徒有 confession.
Right. Like the...
就忏悔啊。
Yeah, so again, like these words that we're using here to talk about your love or your feelings for someone, we also use them in very different contexts as well.
对，哎，那你前面说的这个 to declare feelings for someone， 这个就比如你真的要向一个人表白，你不会跟他说 ，you know， Adam， I'd like to declare my feelings for you。
Yeah， it sounds so weird. Like it sounds like again， this is the way we would describe the situation， but the words we would actually use to declare one's feelings would just be like， hey， did you tell her you love her yet？We just use tell.
对，就很口语，就 tell 就可以了，对不对？ So, did you tell her?
Did you tell her yet? Did
you tell her? Have you told her yet?
Right, exactly.
Okay, 好的，那搞清楚表白以后，我们现在就来看看 Let's get cultural about it. 这个 cultural differences when it comes to 表白。首先 does numbers work?
Yeah, not really. No.
因为中文520是 Yeah, it kind of sounds like 我爱你。
Mm-hmm.
你不认为是
I'm totally fine with that.
Okay. 那520, what's the most natural way of saying these numbers? 520?
520, yeah. Yeah, that's actually a really good question because, you know, a lot of our listeners, they kind of struggle with these numbers. So the most natural, I mean, you could also say 520. You can also say 520.
520.
But that's the thing, because we don't have a context.If there was a dollar sign beside it, or there was, you know, something to give us any indication.
给你520块钱表白。
This is how much I love you.
520块钱。Okay, 520. But we've established that it doesn't work in English.
Right.
那在英语里有任何的, you know, number that symbolizes love? Or 中国还有就999啊,什么999朵玫瑰, you know. Or, you know, 1314, 一生一世。
You guys love your numbers.
Yeah, numbers are fun. Well, we're very good at math.
Yes, true.
Put it this way, 我们数学很好，好吧？好，对，但好像在英语国家、英语文化里面，真的就没有数字和爱情。Besides 情人节、February 14th.
Yeah.
没有什么,
That's what I was just trying to think of now. Like, is there something, you know, 214, 14-2, 14-2 you, 214 you? No, there really isn't.
好的，那 number 这个看好以后，哎，我们还是说说 what do you actually say to 表白 to declare your feelings for another person?
It's been a long time since I've done something like that. And I'm thinking like high school, you know.
你高中以后就没有谈过恋爱，就没有表白过。我才不信
Yeah, I mean, I guess I probably would have said something like, you know, I've got a crush on you. That's the first thing that comes to mind.
But crush 就是暗恋 right? 你告诉一个人 oh, I've got a crush on you, 就我喜欢你好久
That's true, but it just sounds better than saying like, I would like to declare my feelings for you.
那当然 anything sounds better than that.
I want to confess my feelings.
No, but my point is,比如说 yeah, I've got a crush on you versus I really like you、
mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, of course you can just say really like you、mm-hmm. That's probably the easiest thing to say Although, as we'll talk about in a moment and Like and love But you know, sometimes these words Like when I say love, I mean like And when I say like, I mean love So
对你们 native speakers 真的太复杂了、
mm.
就是我们中文喜欢和爱就很不同啊喜欢就是还没有爱那么对那么严重的
Yeah, I mean, again, that's why I think something like a crush is, it's pretty clear. If you say you have a crush on someone, then...
就喜欢是吗
Well, I would say more than that.
我好中意 like, I don't know. Okay, a little bit more than 喜欢。
Well, crush, right?
就很喜欢啊。
Yeah, I would say it's more like love. You have a crush on someone.
Oh my.
Oh my. Oh dear. Scandal.
还有讲到 crush 我还会想到那种我什么从高中就开始喜欢你啊暗恋你 I've had a crush on you since high school.
Yeah, yeah. You are thinking about friends, aren't you? Ross and Rachel.
最近老友记录的比较多挥之不去
I'll be there for you.
但是是事实啊
Yeah, well, a crush on you since high school, a crush on you since university. But you can always say things like,I knew you in high school, I knew you in university, but I didn't realize I had feelings for you、oh. until recently or until I saw...
对对对而且很多时候确实是是吧、mm-hmm. 你认识了一段时间然后、
right.
诶突然怎么样两个人就有 chemistry, 就有 sparks and fireworks.、
Right.
这时候就是 oh, I realized or I just realized、mm-hmm. that I've had feelings for you. I started、
right.
to have feelings for you.
Right. So again, have feelings for someone, that's not very ambiguous. That's not a like, do you mean like or do you mean love? That's much closer to love.
Oh, have feelings.
You don't have feelings for your friends. You shouldn't have feelings for your friends.
romantic feelings.
Yeah, but that's what I mean. Like, you don't need to even say the word romantic. If you say, I have feelings for someone, it means that I love them, but it's more like love.
好，那既然 love 讲了那么多，那我们现在就来看看这个词 love. 还有 like, 好吧，两个 L word.
Okay.
你前面说的就是 love 和 like, 你们会觉得有点模糊。为什么呢?
Yeah, I mean, I think just because、it's not the words, it's the subject matter. You know, like it's something that we're afraid of. You're afraid to confess your feelings.、
Oh,
you're afraid
yeah,
to say
because
this.
Because you're making yourself really vulnerable.
Yes, yes, exactly.
万一那个人不喜欢你怎么办? Mm-hmm.
Right, so that's why, you know, if, for example, I said like, this is going back to high school. So、
okay.
if a girl said to me like, I like you.She probably means she has feelings for me.
Right.
But, you know, if a girl said to me, I love you in high school, then I would be like...
很恐怖吧?
Yeah, exactly, exactly. We even have a great phrase for that. Dropping the L-bomb.
A bomb 就是炸弹.
Right.
Dropping、Ooh. the L. 对,就很恐怖,很大件事。
Right, right, exactly. But, like, if someone told me, like, I like spending time with you, or I like hanging out with you,、that doesn't really give me a clue either way. Because I can say that to my friends. I like spending time with my friends.、I like hanging out with my friends. But if a girl said to me, like, I like hanging out with you,
That's romantic. 我们女生的角度, you know, she has feelings for you.
Yes, I, again, if I could go back to high school and talk to high school Adam, I missed so many signals.
I can't help you. 你让我看一下你手
机, well, I'm okay now.
我给你分析。
Thank you. I'm okay now, but way back in the day, because I just thought that these words meant
friendship.
What they mean, like their most literal meanings, right? But that is not true.
我突然想到了，除了直接说什么 like, love, 还有很常用的就是就跟一个人说 I think you're really cute.
Yeah, that's a pretty...
是吧？
Yeah, it's hard to...really hard to get around that. Also, this was not a mistake that high school Adam made. This was university Adam. A girl said to me, I think you're cute. And all, my response, I know. Not the answer you want to give, guys. Not the answer you want to give.
哎，你前面还跟我说你觉得有个女生很 cute.
嗯、mm.
但我觉得她是很 cute. So, 好，那我们今天看了一些跟520相关的，从这个实际的语言到一些文化的差异啊。其实文化差异我觉得最凸显的可能是 you know, you're in an interracial relationship,、
mm-hmm.
比如我和我的先生，对吧，我是中国人，然后他是加拿大人。
嗯、mm.
我现在、we've been married for so long, 我已经忘了当时这个表白是怎么发生的。
Mm-hmm.
I honestly completely forgot everything about it.
Was it like a L-bomb when it dropped?
没有没有。
No?
对，我觉得大概是后来求婚的时候 才出现那个词。I don't know, it's just, because we started out as just friends.
啊、yeah.
对，就其实有一段很长的时间、mm. to kind of get to know each other.
Right, right.
然后就对比较自然而然的、
mm.
Yeah, so I don't know.
Interesting, right? It is interesting in that process because, you know, some, that happens a lot. You find with your friends that, oh, you have feelings for your friends now. But then again, this is where that language gets tricky because sometimes those guys, they really want to say, I love you, but they know that that's the L-bomb. So another way that they can kind of get around that, love ya.
Yeah.
Right, right. I mean, it's, you know, see you, see ya.、
Oh,
but it's just another one of those little...
You know?
love ya. You know, well, I didn't say love you, you know, because that might be offensive. Or not,、you know what I mean, not offensive, but it might、be like dropping a bomb. But love ya is just like, you're my brother, sister, buddy.
Spencer, love ya.
Yeah, like I got, yeah.
Love ya, bro.
Yeah, love you, bro. Love you, bro.
哦、oh, ，我现在记起来，好像我老公那个时候就快变成男朋友之前，他是跟我说他觉得我很聪明，还是对我来说，我就觉得那是 I care about that a lot、mm.。对，就是说我 cute 什么也会让我很开心，但我觉得真正一个了解我的人，或者我了解他的人，还是 intellectually， 就是你们的思想要需要有共鸣。
Mm.
对，不只是说你漂亮呀，你。对，可爱啊，那些。
Right. So did you answer him like I answered the girl? Like when he said...
Likewise, 我说你很聪明，行不行？
That's what I should have said.
你看，我没有说 I know.
I know.
Likewise, you are also very smart. 好的，那我们今天的节目就到这儿。那祝大家有一个很甜蜜的520。还有我看我们最近市场部同学写的文案，我觉得很好。520也别忘了爱自己。
That's true.
对 ，everything starts with that. Respecting yourself, love yourself. 好的，那很高兴今年又再一次陪伴大家过了这个520. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time. 再见。
Bye, guys.
Love ya.